stands a cottage, all deserted and alone. Its paths are neglected with grass overgrown. Go in and you'll see some dark stains on the floor. Alas, it is the blood of the fair Fanny Moore. To Fanny so blooming, two lovers they came. One offered Fanny his wealth and his name. Neither his money nor his pride could secure a place in the heart of the fair Fanny Moore. The first was young Randall, so bold and so proud, who to the fair Fanny his haughty head bound. But his wealth and his house both failed to allure the heart from the bosom of the fair Fanny Moore. The next was young Henry, of lowest degree. He won her fond love, and enraptured was he. Then at the altar he quick did secure the hand with the heart of the fair Fanny Moore. As she was alone in her cottage one day, when business had called her fond husband away, young Randall the haughty came in at the door, and clasped in his arms the fair Fanny Moore. Oh Fanny, oh Fanny, reflect on your fate, accept all my offer before it's too late. For one thing tonight I am bound to secure, 'tis the love or the life of the fair Fanny Moore. Spare me, oh spare me, the young Fanny cries, while the tears swiftly fall from her beautiful eyes. Oh no, cries young Randall, go home to your rest. And he buried his knife in her snowy white breast. So Fanny, so blooming, in her bright beauty died. Young Randall the haughty was taken and tried. At length he was hung on a tree at the door, shedding the blood of the fair Fanny Moore. Young Henry the shepherd, distracted and wild, did wander away from his own native isle, till at length claimed by death he was brought to the shore, and lay by the side of the fair Fanny Moore.